Hello, can you hear me? You know, of course, I'm here at this house, and I'm in this wheelchair, and I spend most of my time alone. Very rarely do I have company or anything. And of course, I wanted to say something positive about something negative. Being here alone, I do keep up with a great deal of the news, whatever they allow us to hear and all. But I go to other outlets that actually I get some of the best news on the Russian and Chinese channels than I do on Fox, Fair and Balanced, and CNN. But I've noticed over the last, I'd say maybe a year, I see an escalation. And we've looked at this thing so many times about, well, how much longer can this go on? We see such horrible things happening, not only to this country, but to our race, to our beliefs, to everything that we cherish and hold dear to heart. It's all under attack, and it's being destroyed right before our eyes. And what I see in Europe, I was trying to be positive about some movement that's going on in Europe, but I understand that's not going to work either. You know, I want the rightest white people over there to rise up, and, you know, just like I do with my beloved South, I'd love to see us rise up and take our land back. But it's not meant to be. It's not going to happen. And I see the Jews making a concerted effort more and more to attack us, to destroy every vestige of opportunity we might have to take anything back. All the different white countries over there in Europe that do have rightist movements going on, there's a tremendous battle now that the Jews are waging, and of course we're helping them, to destroy those entities, and Ukraine is a prime example. You do have a lot of white Christian Ukrainians over there. What the Bolshevik Jews didn't murder, I think they murdered somewhere around 20 million white Ukrainians during the Bolshevik period and after. But the Jews, I think, are getting very, very worried, and to me, that's a good sign. They're stepping up their programs in every avenue because I think they sense that they could lose control at any time. And Satan knows that he has a very limited amount of time, and I think they do too. I think they know who they are, they know what they are, and they know their time is limited. And so I'm taking heart in what I'm seeing, even though I see all the bad things in this country. I see my race being destroyed. Our young people here in the South, the white kids, are being taught all of this garbage. They got black teachers in the high schools. Our history books have all been changed to be politically correct. Everything, it's all of our heritage and culture is being destroyed. And it breaks my heart because I love these things. It's part of, I'm 73 years old, and it's part of my life. I grew up in a time when things were kinder and gentler, and we didn't have 1,000 points of light, but we still, it was so much better. You know, I lived during that period, and I saw all this coming, and there were lots and lots of people that was putting up warning flags and trying to warn people what was coming. But the court systems down here in the South and people up in the northern states and the western states, they really didn't have a clue, and some of them still don't, as to what we actually experienced and what happened to us down here through the court systems. They came in and they virtually changed our public school systems, everything, to reflect what they wanted. And all of the laws, all the southern states had segregation laws down here, and they knocked them down one at a time. Well, people in Tennessee and certain part of Tennessee tried to revolt against it, and they sent tanks in Clinton, Tennessee. A lot of people don't know that, but they sent tanks in there. They were going up the streets in Clinton, Tennessee, what they did in Mississippi, and to some extent here in Louisiana, and of course in Arkansas. We went through all that, and we watched law by law getting knocked down. And then they came in with the public school system because they had these laws now in effect against integration, and they made it a crime to teach the truth or to be white, be proud, like Oxford, Mississippi. You know, you couldn't go to anything in Oxford, Mississippi unless you saw 1,000 Confederate flags. Well, you won't see one now. But they made it, it's part of that white guilt. And we went through all that. That's why a lot of it changed. We didn't just wake up one day in the 60s because the Beatles were singing on the radio and decided that we wanted to integrate and bring the baboons into our lives. It was forced upon us. And the government, the IRS, has come into all these churches that we have down here, and they have, through their tax exemptions, they've put a gag on all of the preachers. Of course, now the seminary is not turning out any preachers that'll preach anything. But one tried, they'll lose their tax exemption. And they're enforcing these laws more on us than they are in the rest of the country. And we're paying for the choices that we're making. My neighbors, my even relatives, have abandoned our way of life, and they're taking the path of least resistance. Well, let's not talk about that. Well, if you don't talk about it, you're not going to do anything about it. Well, we can't do it. You know, we can't do anything. We can't fight the federal government. Well, that's probably true now. We can't, but we could at one time. And we did cave in when George Wallace, we had governors in every southern state down here practically that was all on the same page. You had Orville Faubus in Arkansas and Lester Maddox in Georgia, and you had Wallace in Alabama and Ross Barnett in Mississippi, and we had Willie Reinach here in Louisiana. And Texas had a pretty good governor, and they was, but they wouldn't join together and say no. They were fearful that something was going to happen. And then these sorry white Southern Democrat politicians realized that they could stay in office if they'd crank up the baby factories and get all these blacks, more blacks registered and everything. Anyway, I'm rambling, and I don't mean to do that. I just wanted to say that I do see something going on. I think it's culminating. You know, I'm not saying the Lord's coming tomorrow, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think it could happen at any time. It may be 100, 200 years. I don't know. But at the rate it's going, I just don't see how, with the acceleration, that this thing can continue for 100 or 200 years. Well, I've taken enough of your time tonight. I appreciate you letting me come on. It's been a very long time since I've said anything over the air, but I just felt like I wanted to tonight, and thank you for your good work and all the wonderful things that the CI people are doing. And, you know, we're really the only beacon of light that's out there. And, you know, the churches have just gone to pot, and it's real sad that truth is not being taught. So thank you again for your service, and good night.